1052D establishes a threshold of 75% voluntary easements to use eminent domain authority for carbon dioxide pipeline. It also requires that a permit from the PUC have already been obtained. So that way, no one's getting sued until the PUC has already cited the route. What this does is it does, in fact, ensure that projects can get done without one or two or a small number of people being able to veto a route.